Good morning, everyone. Connor.
Richard Owen.
We are glad you're here this morning, and I want to say to you, we just finished a teleconference, and the phone system works beautifully without a lot of static and noise and that kind of thing like we had last time, so we're just going to count on that being the case again for this teleconference. I hope that all of you are having a great Friday and that you're ready for a super weekend. I don't know about you folks, but this weekend's going to be a busy one. We're starting to get a lot of Christmas stuff done early. And it's not early, but
early.
Anyway, the site, as always, is the one that Stacy and Ellen and I have emailed to you. And if you've forgotten it, it's kind of long, and I always remember it as mylmi.biz. So bring up the site, and let's roll on down to the day, if you would, please. It's session 5, December 7th. And I'll pause here for just a minute, and everybody is coming in. Okay. We're going to... As you know, you can mute your phones by pressing the button 6. I can mute you all, but it's better for me not to do that if I can keep from it. Okay, here we go. Session 5 today, Friday, December 7, 2007. And I want to make a comment to you that, to each and every one of you, that I want to really encourage you to do. And that is, when you have questions or there are issues or things about presentations or selling and that sort of thing, please email, because I will always address those issues unless they're for some reason totally inappropriate. I'll always address them in the Friday session, so it's just much easier for me to address them on Fridays than to try to address them individually. That way, a lot of people get the same information that has come as a result of that inquiry. Session 5 today, the CRI assessments. All right, you're looking at the group of assessments here. Now, these assessments start with the Executive Achiever, and if you scroll down just a little bit here, you'll see under various subjects, and we'll get to those in a minute, but you'll see that the Executive requires 27 credits, the Achiever requires 19 credits, the Sales Achiever 19, the Guardian, the Customer Service Performer 7, Performer Production 7, Scoreboard 7. So this tells you how many credits each of those different assessments require out of that pot full of credits. Now, the one assessment you don't find on here because it does not run through the virtual HR center, and that is the Best Hire, which is actually works in a different manner, and it is the hourly rate, very cheaper and cheapest end of assessments and testing that we sell. So you don't see it here because it doesn't run through the standard systems, but it's available to you, and Stacy has obviously previously provided that pricing to you. Now, let's talk about these assessments just for a minute. Executive Achiever. Usually without in personal interpretation with whoever's taken it or whatever, it's usually $250. With someone providing those results to an individual, it's $350 or more. You'll find that it is the Achiever plus significantly more. So it is geared to be an expensive executive assessment, to be honest with you, to sell from $250 to $500 a pop, and that's how it sells, and has been for, a good 2-3 years. And so when that company wants an executive assessment, that's the one that we usually recommend. The Sales Achiever and the Achiever, one and the same. It's just that the Sales Achiever talks in sales language about the person versus the Achiever does. The Guardian, a step down. You see, we 19 to 12 credits when we step down from the Achiever to the Guardian. The Guardian is structured differently because it has many of the personality dimensions in it, but not all of them. And it also incorporates a math test, and it has personality in it. So it has an application all of its own, and price-wise, it's a step down from the Achiever. I'm talking about F, the achiever. At least, the bulk of the time, the achiever, when sold without a verbal interpretation, goes for $125. With a verbal interpretation or presentation with it, $185 to $2.5. So if you were presenting an achiever or a sales achiever to an individual or a manager, doing a verbal report and comments as well as the written report, $185 to $2.5 is our recommended structure there. Without the verbal report, $125. Now, in those numbers, we're talking about 1, 2, 3, 4 at a time. Now, what happens is the largest amount of our sales are quantities 10, 25, 50, 100, 500, 1,000. We sold one company this week 1,500 achievers. That is their next year's requirement, but that's fine. We'll take their money up front for 1,500 achievers a year in for next year. That's fine. Make it come out of their 2005 budget, 2007 budget, although they're going to use them in 2008. So those, the achiever, just like our other tests, all have quantity pricing. It starts at 10, 25, 50, 100, 500, 1,000, like that. When we drop down to the Guardian, we're looking at a product that's usually somewhere around $65 to $85. When we drop down into the performers and the scoreboards, we're usually in the 20-some to 30-some dollar range. Those are the general prices. Again, they vary based on quantity and annual purchases agreement versus a few and all of that kind of stuff. You can, you have on the website we built you with LMI, you can click on any of those products. You can print out a sample report. You can read about the test, the whole thing. Everything there is described about the instrument. As I said, I promised to show you, because there were a number of inquiries, how many credits it takes to do any one of those assessments, and there they are in front of you. This session that we have today, we were going to come back and talk a little bit more about various subjects on selling assessments.
Hello, Barry Hill. Where are you that you're seeing all this stuff you're talking about? It's not up on my screen.
Then you should be at the side LMI has given you.
I'm at LMI.
Okay.
I'm at that site.
If you're at http://assessment.lmi.usa.com/training.
That's where I am.
Yeah, at this menu. Well, I don't know what's going on. Let me...
Okay, here. No, here it is. I found it. I haven't scrolled down far enough.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry.
That's no problem. We're on that site, session 5, today's date. Then we were going to go on to various subjects on selling assessments. Who are the best prospects for 2008? Suggested approaches, how to sell companies, selling associations, what and to whom to sell. Now, we got started on this last week, and we even got started a little bit on it before Thanksgiving. So, but we want to return to it today, expand on it a little bit more now and take it a little bit deeper. Who are the best prospects for 2008? Our opinion is, and it may be wrong, and I guarantee you anything I ever say, there's an exception to it, and it usually jumps up and bites me. But normally and historically, our best prospects are the distributorships in America, the distributor about anything, manufacturers, where you can get to the ownership of the manufacturing facility where you are and you can sit down and see them eye to eye, food, multiple unit food facilities, whether it's franchise groups of Denny's or whether it's corporately like a Red Robin, that food industry is very, very good to us. After that, we get into some insurance. Not the big names, but like a second tier of level of insurance companies. They're good. We get into some telecommunications. We get the office supply business is always good for us, like a Lawson office products. When I'm talking about telecommunications, the Dish Network, for example. Home security, again, another very good organization and a good industry where they're selling home security services, or they're selling cable services, or they're selling internet connections, or, you know, DSL connections. Any of that, selling customer service, install, keep the customer happy, telecommunications, web, phone, where they're small enough not to be a giant like an AT&T that you never get through all the layers, where they're small, accessible, they're good to us. Okay, so I want to try to just capitalize here on the point that manufacturing, distribution, food, telecommunications, that sort of thing, are our best tier of potential clients. Now, how we sell them in virtually most all of those cases, the way we sell them is by approaching the owner, the COO, the CEO, the vice president of sales, the vice president of manufacturing, the vice president of administration. Predominantly, our approach is to those titles and those organizations, and it's centered on the ability to help them meet their objectives. Because being able to hire the right people and then train them to be as successful as they can is very critical. And they live and die by that whole process, and that's what's so very, very important. And they do live and die by that process. So they can identify with the need of selecting, developing, and training people to meet their maximum levels of success. So that's why they're good prospects. How do we gain credibility? We gain credibility by saying, let me assess two people for you that you know, who you currently know, that when I provide and present those results to you, you can see unquestionably the accuracy of the data that I'm presenting to you about the individual, that I can differentiate a top performer from a poor performer, or I can show you the traits of two really good performers. Either way. And the fee for me to do that is going to be X. If you don't agree that this information is tremendously valuable and important to you in the future, and will be in the future, then I'll give you a refund. It just doesn't happen, but we do back that, as I've said before. The other thing is, when you present those results on how the person has scored and those achiever results, remember those results are also specifically identifying where their development needs are and specifically identifying the LMI products that are available to sell to that organization for that specific individual. So that is very, very important. You should come out of there not only with a sale of those two achievers that you've made that offer on, but hopefully you're going to come out of the sale on with a sale on there to sell your services as a consultant, trainer, and LMI products to go with that. And that's what you really want to keep in mind. As I said before, and it was really the truth, it's so extraordinarily rare that we ever wind up giving that away. It is the least significant of all the things we ever are concerned about. And that is the way to sell materials, and it is the way to sell your credibility, because the fact that you presented this data to the organization really helps you gain credibility. Now, one thing that we had gotten into before, as we talked about selling this assessment, is association.
Now, I have a quick question.
Yes.
Are you giving these four people for free? Are you charging them?
We charge them.
Okay. Full price or reduced?
Regular price.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, the question, looking at the website, or the, you know, the page that we're on right now, it says customer service performer, production performer.
Uh-huh.
And I have not seen those terms used. You know, if you look at the assessments page, it shows doesn't show either of those two. Are those just for the assessments as they're listed on the website?
Customized versions of the performer. There's a standard performer, and then there are those two customized versions.
Okay.
That's all it really boils down to fit a client's needs. Okay. Now, let me take you on into another area of sort of expanding your horizons here of your thinking, and maybe it is. Maybe it's something you're all very, very well familiar with. You'll see congratulations are in order to our Ron Maddox and Richard Ferentz for the new agreement with the Christian Management Association. I'm going to tell you about that agreement, and I'm going to show you a work in progress. If you'll click on that site, www.criw.biz/CMA, you will see that work in progress beginning. That organization, that association, is launching January the 1st. Now, launching means their website will have a button on it with proper information that will direct somebody when they click that button to what you're seeing before your eyes. Now, what you're seeing before your eyes is a work in progress. It's not finished. So if you want to make a note and watch this thing transition for the rest of this month, you'll get to see it like a seed growing. But I'm going to tell you all about the deal. I'm going to tell you what the final result is going to be like, and I'm going to tell you all the pros and cons about it. The Christian Management Association, CMA, which you can look at their site now, and you can find that they're an umbrella organization, and there are other associations out there, well, as a matter of fact, six or seven others. We expect this same agreement to be derived by this, by Ron and by Rick, other six or seven associations as well. So we expect them to consummate not one deal, but probably about a total of about seven to eight of nonprofit associations. So each one of those nonprofit associations will have this customized thing attached to their site when it's finished. Now, what the intent of it is and what got their attention, first of all, the association pay a dime to have us do this. Number two, there's a credit card facility in here that is highly appealing to that association and to us as well, and to our people in the field who are selling it, because they're going to make their money off of it just as well. So everybody's happy because everybody gets paid. But it is operating as much or more from an e-commerce standpoint as anything else. You'll see, first of all, self-assessment. Now, step back for just a minute and think about the number of people out there who are running small businesses, or they're in a church, or they're in the YMCA, or Big Brothers or Big Sisters that want to do a self-assessment to learn how to develop their performance in their existing job. So, on the site, they click on the button self-assessment. When they click there, here is, and this page won't look, will be customized header-wise. But anyway, it'll talk about assessing yourself compared to the job you're in. And so the words are there that describe that, and then click here, and the answer is what they will be taking. Now, here's what they do. And all the buttons have to be cleaned up, and then, you know, like contact information will come off of there. Whereas you'll see my name and you'll see an email address and a phone. That'll all go away. That was used to facilitate my helping the guys that were making the deal to get it all together with Christian Management Association and let them try this and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So this will change significantly. But you'll see the narrative words here that will explain about the answer report on the Christian Management Association site, and then someone can click to actually see a sample answer report. It's right there, CC sample answer report at the top, history of the answer about it. answer interpretive guide, all that kind of stuff, but then they can click here to actually take it. Now, when you click, you'll see that it comes up to the answer and the person starts doing it. Now, right here, what will be overlaid in front of that will be the requirement and the information that they're going to have to agree to $125 on their credit card, and that they're, once they click and put their credit card information in and it's cleared, then they're going to be able to actually do the answer. Now, they will have previously been able to see a sample report, as you can see in the site right now. So, what happens is they're going to compile their individual answer report. What they do is simply pay by credit card first and then go on and then answer questions about the job they're in. After they answer questions about the job they're in, then they take the Achiever. It automatically sets up the benchmark by the answers of the questions that they did, and they also get their Achiever report back and call the answer, talking to them personally, shows them compared to the job that they depicted the job, and it gives their development suggestions. And we're working with Randy at Telemetrics and LMI to integrate the recommendations for courseware in there from LMI. So that will be significant, a very significant thing. So the first thing is, what I'm saying here is with an association, any association, it could be the Little Rock Rotary Association, it could be the Little Rock Realtors Association, it could be the Cheyenne Wyoming Better Business Bureau, well no, that's bad, it could be the Cheyenne Wyoming Lions Club. You know, with their website, they can have this facility, and they can make 10% off of the top. You can make your money, LMI can make their money, everybody can be happy. So anyway, just letting you know that that's one aspect of this site with Christian Management Association, how we sell associations. Now, if you really want to be challenged, go to www.weddles.com. Weddles.com. That site, you can drill down in there and see the most extensive listing and click on an association that you can ever imagine as to how many associations there are in America that can and will, you know, have people that are members. So we're going to close that, and then we're going to look at applicants' assessments. In that particular button, once it's customized for CMA, that will allow a small business, a really small business, to by email get codes, put up their credit card, and then be able to send a few candidates now and then to be tested and get the results back and pay for it on their credit card. Anything further, meaning bigger kinds of testing, performance management systems, which we get into more later this month, then they have to contact the person who has sold the association. So if Stacy Dalton has sold the association, the contact information would come back to Stacy. So that means that the more significant companies or businesses or organizations will be directed back to the respective partner to handle that business. All right, so if you have been with me, you've been looking at www.criw.biz/CMA, and that's been what we've been looking at there. What we've done, and this is not applied with LMI, but we could make it work, but and that is that each year with CRI and our partners, and I'm sure we'll do this by next year with LMI, it isn't that there's anything against it, it's just that this program is so new between the two companies, the partnership. But each year at this time, we offer brand new clients who purchase at least 10 achievers or more, an extra 10%, an extra achiever. If they buy 100, an extra 10 achievers to encourage significant purchasing in December. And like I said, it's something you know, we would obviously back through LMI in a minute. We just, the program this year with LMI is just going to be fast coming this fall. But it's a great program that we've run every year in December. Works very well for us because we sell so many assessments in volume and to significant companies that gives them a chance to look at their unused budgets for this year and determine how much money they'd like to get rid of, and we like to help them. And I don't know how much you really know about CRI, but you know, with the years we've been in business, we have some partners that have been with us for a lot of years as well. And we consider what's called a big hitter or a large volume partner of ours or a senior partner, as we discuss them. They bill $1 million or more in sales to clients in basically the testing industry. So our senior partners in the field in America are the people who bill $1 million or more in assessment products to businesses. At any rate, so it is particularly important to them, with the businesses that they're doing business with, when we do this kind of thing at the end of the year. So I just wanted to let you be aware of it. If you have questions about why we do it or anything like that, I'll at any time today answer those questions. As always, I tend to talk a little too fast and expect you to stop me or slow me down as needed. Interestingly enough, and by no particular design, again, one of our top senior partners, Leroy Hamm, certainly a very big hitter in this industry and certainly a senior partner, which means million or more, has worked diligently and consummated an agreement, just happens to be parallel with CMA, but a little bit different, and that is that the construction industry in America actually has their buying power through a group that they belong to called Jack Miller and Associates in Chicago, which is really a large office of people, not just one person. If you click on CRIW.biz Jack Miller, you'll see there, again, another work in process where we are constructing for our partner, Leroy Hamm. We're constructing for him and Jack Miller the button that will be clicked to from their site, from Jack Miller's site, that will provide the construction companies in America information and the data about our products and services, and they will in fact be sold and serviced by Leroy Hamm and his staff that work for him. Again, there'll be a percentage off the top to the association, and it works for everybody. Any of these association deals, like I talked about before, Christian Management Association or Jack Miller, those associations have a responsibility. If we go into bed with them like this, they have a responsibility to promote the products and services to their membership, to make a booth space available at their annual convention, usually to have a workshop at their annual convention with our partner presenting at that workshop about the products and services. So they have to take an aggressive role in promoting those products and services to their membership. We just don't do this without them agreeing to take that kind of a positive, proactive role. This is open to you. As I said, everybody wins in a situation like this, and if you, all you have to do is look at Weddles.com, and you'll be staggered by the hundreds and thousands of associations that there are across America at the federal, state, county, and local level. They just defy imagination. And so with a dual product offering, one which is an e-product offering through credit cards and the other one through our consultants, it obviously can be very, very significant. I want to challenge you with another thing that probably different than what you may have thought about before, but an interesting thing. Because we are so embedded and so deep in the testing and assessment industry, and you all know that we always talk about who are our targets. You know, I was talking distribution, manufacturing. They're in the range of a couple hundred people to a couple of thousand. That's our target. It doesn't mean that there aren't new clients that come on board that are huge companies. We have, now whether they do it or not, I have no idea. that one of our partners is due to bring Honda on the first of the year. Subaru's been dancing with that same partner for 6 months as well. So the big names do fall, but it's very rare. And, you know, we don't really encourage people to go out and, you know, bang on their doors if they happen to come to them. That's a different matter. And here's an example of a big company, Equifax, who we're preparing a launch for and working everything out. And here's the style of how we'll service them. You'll see that site, www.criw.biz/Equifax. Okay, it looks like Equifax. It feels like them. It smells like them. They've got 6,900 people in 14 countries. To take an achiever, they can send somebody to this site like this, and that person goes there to the site, and all they do is put in the codes that have been issued to Equifax, and that person is going to take the achiever. So this is a singular site that looks like that big company to send their candidates to be tested. Then employer access, click on that. You'll see it opens the secondary account code and passcode. Okay, and you'll see if you press submit, nothing will happen. But put in about six numbers or digits, or hit a key six times. Any key, doesn't matter what you hit. And it should then open up for you if you have done it. Should be opening up. And when it's opening up, we're seeing the whole gamut of things and the information that that organization wants to have available to their managers who are going to be using the program. So that whole thing is opening up, and it has everything in it from information on the instrument to legality and validity. It has a presentation there.
Milt, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
I can't get it to open even though I'm putting in six numbers.
Is anybody else having that problem?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. Bear with me for about 2 minutes, okay, and we'll see why you're having the problem.
Thank you.
What site was he on? Was that under the Jack Miller site?
On the Equifax site.
Anybody there?
Yeah, I think he put the conference on hold to go troubleshoot.
Okay, we're going to start over here. We're going to open it with these letters, secondary account code. We're going to open it with F, B, F, E, C, A. I'm going to repeat that just so everybody's together on here. That's F, B, F, E, C, A. And then the password, we're going to open it with NET 101.
Bill, can you give words for the letters that you're telling us to put on?
Okay, the first one, Sam, Beta, Sam, Echo, Charlie, Alpha. Repeat, the first one, Sam, Beta, Sam, Echo, Charlie, Alpha. The second one, Net, Never, Eric, Tom,
Go slower, Mel.
You're going too fast. Can you start again?
I'm going to start again.
Yeah.
I'm going to start again. The first block, Sam, Beta, Sam, Echo, Charlie, Alpha. Repeat, Sam, Beta, Sam, Echo, Charlie, Alpha. The second one, N is in Never, E is in Eric, T is in Tom. 101. Repeat, N-E-T 101. Okay, now it will open up and it will say you are now logged in. Okay, as you're logged in, you can see how there's a directory here that will facilitate that company's managers and recruiters understanding the program across America. Why test? That'll explain their questions on why to test. The next one, understanding the Achiever process, they can click on Interpretive Achiever Workshop and they can go through what is a PowerPoint of explanation.
Secondary account code, I've got it wrong.
I could not understand
The secondary account code.
The second account is Net 101. Never Eric Tom.
No, that's the password.
You want the first one?
Yeah, the first one.
The first account code. SBS, Sam Beta Sam, Echo Charlie Alpha. Sam Beta Sam, Echo Charlie Alpha. As you're now logged in, and now the managers and recruiters have their own access to all of this information. Why test? A presentation by PowerPoint on using the Achiever, how to interpret the results, benchmarking, legality and validity, and accessing Achiever results. You'll see that, like on the benchmarking, for example, they can go in and click on create a benchmark, which means they answer the questions about a job right there, and it'll create a benchmark, and they can print it out and or put it into their system. They can access benchmarks in our Massey database by clicking on that button, and employer-established benchmarks will go in here under here, but at this moment in time, Equifax has none of their own custom benchmarks established. So obviously, with a system like this, it's something that facilitates, explains, and helps to really not only put in, but to sell and support the system to a large company. Okay. So the big companies, which are, you know, like I said, few and far between, but the big companies are important clients too, and they really do spend a lot with us. It's just that they're harder than the devil to get through to the right people and make a sale to. But this is how we're bringing them on, with very customized sites that really create, hopefully, professionalism in the usage of our programs. Okay. The last item on today's agenda that I wanted to share with you about is pretty exciting. This item discusses how we're introducing 8 hours of teleconference training combined with CRIU for major clients, and how this will greatly enhance, we believe, LMI's sales of their training products. In this particular case, and this is a very large company, this particular company wasn't so large until about, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. In that last 3 years or so, they've acquired 5 more companies. So what the story is that some of the companies use the Achiever and love it, and some of them don't know anything about it, and some of the managers in companies, they've grown so fast, don't know anything or don't know enough, and there's a lack of understanding and all that sort of stuff. So we have met with them, and we have created a program to solve those problems, and at the same time, to accomplish two purposes. to accomplish multiple purposes. One purpose is to train and educate their managers and HR people. Managers and HR people. And how to go about testing. How do you test? How do you understand the achiever results? And how do you use those results in the training and development process? Now, historically, they had been paying a substantial amount of money for unlimited usage of an e-training company's programs, which has not been successful. So in all of our dialogue, we said, okay, here's what we do, okay? We want to train people in your organization, in these different companies, and the recruiters, managers, and all that sort of stuff. We want to train them in Y-Test. We want to train them in the achiever results, understanding them and using them. And we want to train them in how to increase performance management in the company through the achiever results and LMI's program. Therefore, we want your agreement to let that achiever report that's in here recommend LMI products that are appropriate for developing the individual. And they thought about it and finally said yes. So, then the next question became one of that they were coping with and we were coping with, how do we possibly reach so many people? So we came up with a great idea with them. And I'm going to give you that deal. We came up with a deal with them whereby we're going to create their own university. That university is going to open with, we're going to do 8 sessions. A session for an hour a week for 8 weeks in a row. And we're going to have a lecturer who's going to lecture and present and take a few questions, because we'll have a number of people and we may not be able to take all of their questions at any session, but we're going to have that lecture session going on for a week, 8 weeks in a row, covering those 3 points. Those sessions will be recorded. In addition to that, and they'll operate off of a website just like we're operating off of with you right now, those sessions will be recorded and the materials will be on a website just like this. In addition to that, we will create, we'll modify what we have at CRI University to be applicable to them, which will mean that they will have self-study materials that go that are web-oriented that will go along with this 8-week process. So we've got the lectures, and then we have the out-of-class study materials, and we will have a test each week for the 8 weeks. Now, the way our testing is built and our training through the web, people to understand the achiever in situations like this, it will also direct them back to, they don't pass an area, what area they need to go back and study. So we'll run it with live people for 8 weeks. We'll record it for 8 weeks. People will be tracked as they go through the program for the 8 weeks. And at the end, they'll get a certificate if they pass. And in addition to that, as I said, it will also provide the performance management segment, because it will, in fact, offer the materials that will be available, the LMI materials, to be able to be utilized in the development of that individual. So we see it as a great step forward with that corporation. So that will be the first one that's scheduled to roll out in the first quarter. But we would also think that perhaps with that being the case, that even though it's the first one, that there will be others in the future, and that's what we would all very much hope that there would be. And I do believe that if we really sell and train these people within organizations and empower them with this kind of knowledge and material, that they will become stronger users and supporters of the Achiever and the LMI materials, and it will greatly increase our market share. Now, I'm into a point right now, I just want to cover some other comments to you, and that is that you may have read in your local newspaper or in the New York Times, basically within the paper on the 6th, which was yesterday, and that was about evaluating worker reviews. And they were really talking about in that performance reviews and ways to turn that ordeal into a more positive experience. If any of you did in fact read that article or saw that article, great article, and basically one of the main things about that article was saying that more companies today are really going into performance management systems, positive experience from performance reviews and all that sort of thing. Our session on the 21st of December is on performance management work. You know that that whole system was built around that process of the individual having a positive experience from a performance review and coming out with real information as to what they can do in developing their performance in the future. So if you saw that article, you know, you can look at our performance management system in advance, but we'll really be going over that on the 21st, but also it very clearly ties to that article, and that article clearly ties to it. So hopefully that emphasizes the fact that we feel like we're really on target with that prospect and that product and that sort of thing for 2008. Okay, As I said, I like to take questions by email and address them in the Friday session. And I have a question here. If I could tell you of any agencies or companies that endorse the Achiever. First of all, let me say that as far as agencies are concerned, I'm going to address the situation from what I believe you mean as an agency. I think you mean an association. I've gone through this morning, and it is interesting, great that this question came in at the same time that I was presenting the information about Jack Miller and Associates and the Christian Management Association. Both of those are, I guess you would say, agencies, and both of those will be endorsing our products to their membership. And if they endorse them to their membership, promote them to their membership, our partner will be the contact and, quite frankly, the financial person involved with the sales and the building of the businesses with either of those associations. But there are dozens, hundreds, thousands of associations across America. I can only say to you, go out and find one to get our program into and the LMI program into, just like I've outlined to you, and get your own. And you can make the dollars from it. It'll be a great opportunity for both products for you. To the question, do companies endorse the Achiever? Gosh, I hope not, because it sure does get into problems if they do. Any time that we've ever had a company who has done that, we made the mistake years ago of letting it be known, and that was the wrong thing in the world to do. It happens, but we try to keep it very confidentially today. What happened was one of the worst examples of our going public with that sort of thing. We really didn't go that public with it, but it was a nightmare. A nightmare we'll never live again. And that is that in 1972, when we did the benchmarking in Sewellville, Dallas, that data and that system was used to select Cadillac salespeople who became outstanding in America, and the book was written about it and all that sort of stuff. We asked, and Carl did issue an endorsement, and he was inundated with calls. Everybody wanted to talk to him, find out about it. They wanted to do interviews, and it was just a nightmare. That nightmare has been repeated two or three times since then, maybe four, and we try and we work diligently to keep that ever happening again, because it just brings far too much pressure to bear on a company that has done that, and we know now that's not the thing to do. So that answers that, hopefully, both of those questions here. I will throw the floor open now and take any questions from any of you on any of the subjects that I've covered today, on any subject or idea or thought that you might have that you'd just like to have an open time on here to discuss.
Bill, Terry Hill.
Yes, Terry.
I thought part of what we're going to be doing would be actually getting into the system and looking at it, more of what we did in session one. Is there going to be any more of that, or was session one the only one that did that?
when you say the system, we...
We got to look at the Achiever, you know, and look at all the benchmarks that are available, and there's lots of things we looked at.
Well, let me go back to you and say that in this site that we built for you earlier on, the history of the Achiever and that sort of thing, you could click on the Achiever there and go through the Achiever, see it all, smell it, touch it, and everything like that.
Okay.
And then we've had the interpreting session on it. I guess we're addressing the Achiever. What is it you don't feel like you have?
Well, it's not so much for me. It's for my assistant that's going to be in charge of all this stuff. We've kept her out of these calls, and she was going to be in on this one and the other one, and I misunderstood where it said today we're supposed to be talking about how to administer and achieve results. We never covered that today. We thought that was going to be today.
Okay. I have in my group and my agenda session 5, just as I've covered it today. We've got some kind of a misconnection here.
Well, what we got from LMI, the last bullet for today was how to administer and achieve results.
Freaking tape.
And that's the same thing next week.
And what we have is something went out from LMI different than what I asked to go out. Okay, we've got, that explains it. We've got a misfire there. Okay.
I'm Miltus Jerry Siegel.
Okay.
Can you tell me approximately on an average how much time it takes for an individual to complete A, the executive achiever, and B, the sales achiever?
Okay. The executive achiever would take about an hour and 15 to 20 minutes, sometimes an hour and a half. The achiever would take about an hour, 50 to 60 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me ask this question. Besides Terry, how many people are there that are concerned about or still need information on how to access results? Since we do, like I said, since we've got a kind of a...
Well, I just kept this from the beginning. I've kept LeVon.
I think if you had the username and password posted on the session site, you'd have that covered.
We've missed it all.
I haven't seen it.
We're still looking for information on how to administer and access results.
So I don't know how to get her...
Okay, what we did, let me go back and just say to you, session one, we covered how to administer how to administer and retrieve results. We covered it then.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, and retrieving assessment results. We went through all of that. Let me just also say to you, go back to session one, and you see those topics, and you'll see recording below it. And all anybody would have to do would be to click on those links and read that, and all they would have to do is click on recording, and they would, in fact, be able to listen to that session. What I'll do is, because of where we are in this program, is that next week, obviously, is the 14th. I'll make a note right now, and we'll bring Bert back on December 14th. We'll bring him back, and we will do at least a part of that session on accessing Achiever results. We'll do it. We'll at least do 15, 20 minutes on that.
Those recordings be downloaded.
Click on them. That's all it takes.
Milt, I have a couple of questions. This is Valerie in Reno. Are we going to receive sample test booklets so we can understand better what each candidate is?
Good morning, everyone.
Or can we purchase those? Or
we don't get test booklets.
And then I do have one other question.
I mean, it is so, we just don't use them. Some of them are still around, but 99.99% of the business went internet, and the questions appear through the internet.
Okay, but we haven't gotten to see the questions. That's what I'm saying. Is there a way that we can get to see the questions just to get the lay of the land a little bit?
Good morning, everyone.
Well, my comment to you would be, there is no place that we place all of the sets of questions on the web for each of the different tests. That doesn't occur. If you've taken the Achiever, or you have access to a printed Achiever from some time back, you or PES, they're virtually one and the same. So if you have a book there that you use for the PES, you're looking at the same questions you would have on the Achiever on the web, the aptitude questions and the behavioral questions. Whenever you think in terms of a scoreboard or a performer, you're looking at the personality set of the Achiever. So that's the base core group of questions. Now, the scoreboard's different in that it has the direct admissions questions with it, meaning, you know, have you ever stolen on the job, that sort of stuff. So the direct admissions questions are there. But no, there's no place that all of the questions for each test appear anywhere for anyone to see or go through or dig through.
Okay, another question then. Do you have something that gives the directions that you give to candidates or employers, or it's just you give them the access code and that's it?
The directions come to them under the access code. Whenever they go in to take an assessment, all of the directions are right there.
Okay, there's no email introduction so that they have the access codes and everything that's typical.
Well, somebody has to tell a candidate, you know, go to such and such a site and enter these two codes, whether you do it verbally, whether you do it by email, or by handing that candidate or the employer hands the candidate a piece of paper. The candidate has to know what site to go to and what codes to enter.
Okay. And then just my last question here. We talked about the feedback to the decision maker in the sale process.
Yes, uh-huh.
Have not really talked about feedback to, say, for instance, employees that you're going to be working through a program. Typically with the PES, what we were doing is, at least I was doing, is having them guess their own scores and then work through it with them. I'm wondering what you advise under those circumstances.
That technique of guessing your own scores first and, you know, then seeing what the assessment came back with is a good approach. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that whatsoever. There are a lot of different approaches. One approach might be, you know, ask the person to take a pen and paper and say, okay, in two or three sentences, who are you in this job? In two or three sentences, who do you want to be in this job? Two or three sentences, what's standing in your way? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Get them to write those questions and answers down. And then you hand them a blank profile sheet, and we've often used, if you do that, sometimes then you've got to hand them a guide as to how to understand what mental acuity means, for example. So then you have to hand them a guide of the definition of the terms of the aptitudes and the behavior. So they have to read that guide and then guess their scores. So then they guess their scores all the way down. And then, you know, oftentimes people in that situation, you're dealing with 30, 45 minutes to an hour to get through that process. And once you've got them to that point, then the next thing is, you know, they've taken the assessment, you're ready to present the results back to them. You start them with either their score sheet with their guesses and have them use a different color and say, okay, now here's how this assessment evaluated you. You know, go down and describe it two or three at a time, get their feedback and questions, and go on. That approach, I think, is a good approach. Is it the best approach? I wouldn't swear to that. Is it better than many? Better than many I've heard and seen. Is it weaker than others? Probably so. But it is a good approach.
Okay, so you're saying that these questions are asked before they take the profile?
No. I just said you can have them take it at any point in time. I'm just saying that's one approach of pulling it all together with an individual.
Okay, I'm accustomed to giving them their feedback and having them answer the questions at the time I'm presenting their report. Is that what you're saying?
When you're presenting the report, you're having them answer what questions?
To guess their scores or to answer these questions that you just suggested.
As I said to you, if I were making a recommendation and I were working with personal counseling like this, as we used to have staff doing in Dallas and Fort Worth a number of years ago, the process was the individual answers those questions first. Then number two, they take the assessment, and then the assessment results are ready, and then the second session, it's almost like the second session, is the presentation of the results and the comparison, et cetera, et cetera. Then they absorb that. There used to be third sessions in many cases as to where do you want to go with here from this, or outlining the plan on how you're going to go forward from here.
Okay, thank you very much.
Milton, it's Jerry Siegel again. On the graphic, you talk about how credits drive the assessment and the number required per assessment. Can you explain quickly what you mean by that?
It's like a savings account. Our clients or our partners buy so many credits to go into their savings account. Like you put up $100, you get 100 credits in your savings account. That's not the ratio here, but I'm just saying that's how it works. Let's say a credit was a dollar. It's more than that, but let's just say it was. $100 goes in your checking account or your credit account. Then you use 19 credits to produce an achiever. You use a dozen credits to produce a guardian. So the credits, actually, when you have credits in your account, you can use them against any assessment. You don't buy 3 achievers and 8 guardians and 4 performers. You buy the credits, and then the credits produce those reports.
Well, the sheet that was sent by Tammy indicates our cost per assessment.
Right, and I'm just saying, and I'm not, that's correct, and it's absolutely correct. I'm just saying that the system runs off a credit. It doesn't run off a dollar.
Well, then, for our purposes, can credits, in effect, be transparent?
When you buy so many achievers, and that is because you're familiar with only buying and selling achievers. You buy the achievers, you produce the achievers. Whereas in reality, in truth, in reality, in our systems, you're buying credits, and the credits either produce those achievers you bought or they produce any of the reports.
Okay, but for our purposes, credits are really meaningless.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. If you wind up selling achievers and executive achievers and, you know, a few guardians, then credits are important because credits drive all of them. You wouldn't buy 4 achievers, 3 executive achievers, and 2 performers. You would buy the number of credits that would enable you to do each of those reports and the number of them you want, the way our systems operate. It's complicated, but it's really, here's what you're having to get over, and it's not easy for you, and that is, and you may never get over it, and it doesn't matter if you don't, particularly, but if you only ever sell achievers, then this is totally meaningless to you. But if at a later point in time you sell two different tests or assessments from us, or 3, then it's meaningful to you because you don't have to have an inventory of each one.
Understood.
This is June. How is determination of how many credits do company?
How many credits to a company?
Yes, I mean, we are used to, you know, meters or units, whatever.
One and the same. Meters, units, credits, one and the same.
Yeah, I understand that. But if we're going into a company, how do we determine how many credits, so to speak, to sell them? These are going to be used for any and all assessments.
We sell them the products. We sell them the products, and then we internally convert it into credits.
Okay, so actually we're going to be selling them the credits to products.
I don't recommend you talk to the client about credits. You talk to them about the product. Like, for example, if that client is buying 100 achievers, they're buying 1,900 credits, but you don't have to tell them that.
Oh, okay.
They're buying 100 achievers. You know that's 1,900 credits. At the same time, if they're buying 100 scoreboards, that's X number of credits. Let's look here, see? That would be 7 credits each. So 100, they need 700 credits. So we wind up selling them 700 credits and 1,900 credits, 2,600 credits, which are in reality going to produce 100 achievers and 100 scoreboards. Okay, well, they get mixed up and they wind up needing to produce 120 performers and 80 scoreboards, you know, whatever it is. They don't have to stay on that exact number that they bought of a given product.
Okay. They would just have to buy, required more credits. They just have to credits, right?
Right. In the long run, with selling a singular company different tests, which happens very, very frequently, more frequently than not, the credit system is much easier because the credits fuel any of the different tests they want to use. We've got companies that use executive achievers. They use achievers. They use sales achievers. They use the Guardian. You know, there's 4 different tests, 3 different levels of credit. So we, you know, we get to a point, we figure, you know, what the sale is, they pay for it, and then their account, they can produce all 4 of the different tests.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else? Okay, you folks have been great today. Look forward to having you back next Friday. Have a super weekend.